Kick it.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't want to go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Man, living at home, it's such a drag. Now your mom threw away your best porno mag.
Busted!
You have to fight for your right to party. Skip it a ba-ba, Erica Badu. Shave it a ba-ba, dee 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 boo boo doo boo. You have to fight. If that's the clothes you're gonna wear, I'll kick you out of my home if you don't cut that hair. Your mom busted in and said, "What's that noise? Mom, you're just jealous. It's the beast, E-boys.
You have to fight
for your right to party."
Las Vegas Lounge Act, Richard Cheese with his version of the Beastie Boys classic.
You've got to fight for your right to party.
That's right, GB. A song that was meant to criticize the 80s party lifestyle, but ironically became the official anthem of partaying.
Really? Hey, speaking of fighting for rights, I've organized a protest march for later and would like to mention it on the show today.
Well, let's just hope we can squeeze it in, GB, because as you know, this is a totally jam-packed episode of Lost in the 80s. I'm your host, Mozone, and with me, he can break dance, but it requires spare parts. It's Glambot.
Hi.
We've got a... Hello?
Hello.
Okay. On today's show, you'll hear exciting features like Nintendoons, coming attraction, the return of Trivia Challenge. All this and more coming up after the break on Lost in the 80s, so stay tuned.
Seriously, I want to talk about this thing I saw last night.
Yeah, okay, after the break, after the break.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't. Almonds or chestnuts.
Mounds don't.
I'm a judge, got a bitch, no chocolate.
Coconut and my judge too.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you don't.
Peter Paul, I'm Joey Cutner.
Peter Paul, I'm so.
Because.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Television.
The intelligent home video system. Intellivision turns your TV set into a family entertainment center.
Television.
Intellivision.
Intellivision.
The finest home video game system in the world today. The only system designed to keep pace with tomorrow. Before you buy any other video game system, be sure. Play Intellivision first.
And you are
Intellivision. So intelligent, no game plays the same way twice. Play Intellivision at selected outlets of these stores.
Intellivision.
I know a boy, his name is Zach. His microchips are out of whack. He built a Blacktron Cadillac. He's Zach, the Lego maniac. He sent his cosmic fleet to Mars. He's out there cruising with the stars. His mind is lost in outer space. A Legoland basket case. Zach, Zach, he's a Lego maniac. Zach, woo, Zach. He's a Lego maniac.
Now Lego maniacs can get the new Legoland monorail. Only on Earth.
We're back with more Lost in the 80s with Mozone and Glambot. Okay, now Glambot, you said you had something you wanted to talk about, a protest?
Yes, thank you. I saw something last night that...
I see you were wearing your George Michael Choose Life t-shirt, so it It must be pretty serious. Didn't Wham give you that?
This? Yes. Actually, there's an interesting story behind
that.
Doesn't
it glow in the dark?
It does, and I am going to wear it to the protest. George Michael told me once that I should always wear
a jitterbug.
He told me that I should always...
Jitterbug.
Jeez. Never mind.
Please, continue.
Well, I was watching TV last night, just channel surfing, really, when I saw something.
Wait, you have cable?
Yes. I can use my receptor perception unit like a satellite dish if I tilt it towards the azimuth.
Do you get the Playboy channel?
Do you want to hear about this or not?
Sorry. Go on. You're watching TV, yeah?
Yes,
was it VH1's Rock of Love? Okay, come on. You were watching TV, and you saw something that made you want to start a protest. Wait, this isn't another one of those court-ordered PETA things, is it?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Like I said, it was something I saw on TV last night, and it chilled me to the bone.
You don't have bones.
It was called Robot Fight Club, and there were these humans, and they were forcing these poor little robots to fight.
Yeah, Glambot, no, we're not talking about a TV show that was popular in the 90s here. This is Lost in the 80s, in case you've forgotten. And besides, that show, it's old news. Everybody's heard of Robot Fight Club. You know, they do that thing at the beginning.
First protocol of Robot Fight Club is you do not transmit data about...
Yeah, Glambot, everybody's heard of that.
Well, I had never heard of it before.
Well, that's because you spent most of the 90s deactivated in an electronics warehouse, mislabeled as a carpet shampooer.
Oh, come on.
Fine. So, what are you going to do? March around in front of the TV studio that produces RFC?
Yes. It's not far from here, actually, and they need to stop making these robots fight. It's inhumane.
Yeah, wait. Wouldn't it be in Robane?
Fine. Whatever. It's in Robane. Anyway, they need to stop doing it.
Well, good luck with that, GB. Now, what do we have coming up next on the show?
80s.
What are you talking about?
The 80s. That's what's coming up on the show next.
Oh, good, because I was starting to think this was the Act Like a Malfunctioning Metal Moron show. So, we're going to play the 80s on the show? That's what's coming up next? Yeah? Okay, great.
No, I meant...
I knew what you meant, you insufferable rolling trash can.
He means this is the UK Funk Outfit Killing Joke. Their song, 80s.
We have the 80s coming up on the show. Come on, focus.
Push up.
Push. Push.
Struggle! That was Killing Joke with their song 80s.
You know, that song would make a great theme song for Lost in the 80s.
Yeah, it would if it hadn't already been used as one for the mercifully short-lived situational comedy That 80s Show. We don't need a theme song, though, do we?
No.
Nah.
I guess not. Hey, Mozone?
Yeah?
Tuesday was hot, wasn't she?
Tuesday was hot. You like punk girls, don't you, GB? With her punked-out mohawk and rebellious age, she might be the hottest punk girl ever. Hey, you know who else on that show was hot?
No, who?
The sister, Katie, I think was her name. She was a Valley Girl.
It's kinda sad that you know that.
What, you don't like Valley Girls?
No, I mean it's sad that you know that much about the show.
Hey, I only watched the show once or twice.
It only aired it once or twice.
Okay, you got me. But you didn't really answer my question.
What?
Do you think Valley Girls are cute?
Like, totally. For sure.
Then check this out.
Sounding like she just left the party in the Beastie Boys video, that was Julie Brown asking, will I make it through the 80s?
Never mind the 80s, I just wonder if we'll make it through the show.
Well, I know one way that we can thin the herd right now. It's time for our first feature of the day, a new trivia challenge.
Where you have a chance at winning a signed picture of me, Glenn Bott.
Yep, here's how it works. We've got a question about the next song, and if you know the answer, just email it to Glambot, and he will select the winner from all the correct entries. Okay, got it?
Got it.
No, no, I was asking the, do you want to give out the email address now?
No, let's read the question first.
Okay, well, listen up everyone, this is actually a three-part question. To be considered a correct answer, you must get all the answers right. Want to read it, GB?
Sure.
Without further ado, the return of Trivia Challenge.
This next song was originally a key element in a scene for a popular 80s movie, but the scene ended up on the cutting room floor.
Okay.
The deleted scene in question involved a giant sea monster that attacks one of the main characters. The character feeds something to the monster in order to escape. Name the movie, the character, and what it was the sea monster ate. Okay, send your answer
to... Wait, hold on. Let's just read it again for everyone.
Okay.
Okay. The song was originally going to be used in a deleted scene for a popular 80s movie. The scene depicted an attack on one of the main characters by a giant sea monster. The character escapes by feeding the sea monster something. We're looking for the name of the movie, the name of the character, and what it was that the character fed to the monster. Wait, this is too long.
Yes, it really is, isn't it?
Okay, let's just make it the name of the movie and the name of the character. Okay, so this next song was supposed to be in a movie. The scene was deleted. There's a giant sea monster, and in the scene, one of the characters is attacked but escapes. Name the movie and the character. There.
You want to read the email address now?
No, just play the song. We'll give it out later.
All right.
That was Eight Arms to Hold You, our trivia challenge track by Goon Squad. The song was used in a deleted scene for a movie involving a giant sea monster attacking one of the main... This is still too long. Look, just name the movie and the character.
Email your answers to glambot at podomatic.com.
That's GLAMBOT at podomatic.com for a chance to win a signed Glambot photograph. Even the email address is too long.
Yo, friends, check this out. Roscoe's the name, and they call me the king. Grandmaster of the chicken and the waffle thing. I sit and I read my lips, and friends, don't miss a word. Cause the grandmaster's gonna give you the bird. On the fast food scene, and my food's so cheap, you'll lick your plate clean. When I slow down, the ladies all beg.
Roscoe, let me taste your chicken leg.
Come on, fly girls, and wiggle them their bottoms.
Waffles just pancakes with little squares on.
Now my peony mic gonna give it to you straight. It's a buck 19 for this here plate. Oh, trade your bag, but that don't matter, cause I'm down by law with my waffle batter. Stir it
up! Come to Roscoe's for delicious food. We got you for your attitude.
Check.
We got your bag for your attitude. And you get good value for your buck.
Now when you salivate and hear a pop law, Roscoe's, that's the place to be. Just like you see it on the TV. Come on, all you homeboys, and bring your freaks down and toss them chicken and waffles around. You may be ugly or smell real funny, but Scoe don't care, cause they save you cash money. It's messy and rusty. My chicken's so fine, it'll blow your mind. It'll shake your hips, it'll pad your behind. Now when the last time you had a wing with a waffle? Well, that's too long, it ought to be unlawful. So get in the groove with what you just heard, cause that sucker MC's gonna give you the bird.
Yeah.
Roscoe's Rap from the wacky 1988 comedy Tape Heads, where John Cusack proves his video production prowess by creating a commercial for real-life soul food mainstay Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles.
Chicken and waffles. That sounds like a weird combination.
No weirder than Mozone and Glambot.
Which one would I be, the chicken or the waffles?
Chicken. Definitely the chicken in this ridiculous comparison. And I'd be the waffles.
Oh, I can totally see you as being the waffles.
Nice, GB. Hey, don't you have a protest to go to?
It's not till later today.
You're still gonna go through with it?
Well, yeah. Somebody's got to do it. It's barbaric making those robots fight to the death.
Lamont, first off, I don't think it's to the death. I mean, they only let them use really lame weapons like tennis rackets and grilling tongs. If you're going to make robots fight, at least do it right. Where's the acid sprayers and the laser guns? Come on, let's see some hot molten robot slag. But I will admit, you got me thinking about it, and as much as I hate to admit it, it probably is cruel to make robots fight for money.
Yeah. Wait, what did you just say?
Well, you know, they have all these safety regulations about the kind of weapons that the robots can use. 9 times out of 10, it's some kind of paddle or flipper or ice cream scooper.
No, not that. The other thing you said.
What, that it's cruel to make robots fight for money?
Yes, that. How much money?
I don't know, GB. I'm sure they make it worth their time. Can we get back to the show?
Listen, I have to go now. I've got something that I need to take care of real quick.
What? Where are you going?
I'm just going to the break room. I'll be back before the break is over.
The break room? You mean the kitchen? Hey, come on, Glambot, we're in the middle of a show here. Glambot!
Well, at least get me a Jolt Cola while you're in there.
Hey, Smurfs, let's surprise Papa with breakfast in bed.
Yeah! Smurfberry Crunch is fun to eat. A Smurfy fruity breakfast treat. Made by Smurf, so happily, you
take my crunchy
Smurfberry.
I hate cows.
It's very shaped and crispy, too, and very red.
The Smurfy
Crunch.
Smurfberry Crunch? My favorite. It's all by your tail, Papa
Smurf. Smurfberry Crunch cereal, a very Smurfy part of this nutritious breakfast.
For years, you've seen some commercials where one battery company's toys outlast the other toys. So you may have assumed their battery outlasts even Energizer batteries. Fact is, Energizer was never invited to their playoffs. And today's Energizer won't be invited either. Why? Because no battery lasts longer than Energizer. So now you know. A word to the wise. Energize.
We're listening to Lost in the 80s with Mozone and Glambot.
Hey kids, get your free Mr. Belvedere Fun Kit.
The Mr. Belvedere Fun Kit?
You get an official certificate, an ID card, postcards, an iron-on transfer, a book cover, a newsletter, even a special surprise on your birthday from Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, boy! How do we get a fun kit?
Just mail a postcard with your name, address, birth date, and year to Mr. Belvedere Fun Kit, P.O. Box 990, Hollywood, California, 90078.
There's a new pet.
Chia.
Chia Pet, the pottery that grows. It's fun and easy. Soak your chia, spread the seeds, keep it watered, and watch it grow. And now grow a whole collection of fun with Chia teddy bears. Puppies, kittens, rams, bulls. There's even a chia tree to keep your pets company. Chia Pets and Trees, the pottery that grows.
The Chia Pet and Chia Tree are available at Kmart, Rite Aid, Ames, and Woolworth. Makes a great gift.
California, weighing in at exactly 100 tons, in the glow-in-the-dark two-fly t-shirt, It's the Lambinator!
Okay, welcome back to Lost in the 80s. Lambot's got some big news, everybody. He comes back in from the break room, and he tells
the kitchen.
He tells me he's going... Hang on, Lambot, you tell him.
Well, as you know, I have decided to...
Wait, Glambot.
What is it now?
Are those my spatulas?
Yes, they are. Can I borrow them?
Borrow them? You've replaced your arms with them. No point in asking to borrow them at this point.
It isn't permanent.
Yeah, but why'd you do that?
I checked the website and these are perfect. Regulation size. And they meet the appendage armament utilization guidelines.
Whoa, slow down. You're getting ahead of yourself there. Talking about my fighting spatulas. Look, tell the listeners what you told me about what you've decided to do.
You mean what I've decided to do about Robot Fight Club?
Yes, I mean about Robot Fight Club. What about your little protest march?
Which one?
Which one? The one you wore your Choose Life t-shirt for.
Yeah, that. No, I'm not going to do it. I've got something better lined up.
Go on, say it.
Okay. I registered to compete in Robot Fight Club.
You registered to compete in Robot Fight Club. Now, it's the same Robot Fight Club. The same Robot Fight Club that you, less than an hour ago, you were going to march down to their studios. You were going to protest against their barbaric treatment of the poor defenseless robots.
Defenseless. The robot that I'm scheduled to fight. His name is Max Steel. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, I think so. Didn't he work for Alphabet?
Yes, he did. He has a finishing move where he shoves his arm into your gut and feels around inside until he finds the surprise hidden inside and then he yanks it out.
Ouch! Like a box of cereal.
Exactly. You call that defenseless?
Lambot, I'm a little concerned. I mean, do you have any experience fighting other robots?
I do. Once, I got into a shouting match with Optimus Prime.
Really?
No kidding. I called him a goody-two-shoes go-bot bitch.
Ouch again. A goody-two-shoes go-bot B-word. Well, look, GB, I'm not sure you should be getting in the ring with these Robot Fight Club guys. I mean, they're highly trained, probably highly programmed to fight. What if you get hurt?
Mozone, that is nice of you to care so much about my well-being. Don't worry, though. I'll be okay.
I'm not worried about your well-being. I'm worried about the show. You get hurt, where's that league lost in the 80s with Mozone and Glambot? I helped you get this job. I even helped you buy a new vocoder. You're an investment at this point. Besides, I couldn't do the show without you.
Why? Because you've learned that I am a valuable asset to the show. And I'm extremely skilled at what I do?
No, because your name is in the title. If you're really going to fight this Big Max Steel or whatever, you're going to need some...
It's just Max Steel, not Big Max Steel.
Whatever. What I was saying is, you're going to need an expert coach, you know, to help you train up for the big fight. And I was thinking that maybe I could...
No. Bad idea.
Come on, look, I'm perfect for it. I'd make a great coach. Wait, what's coming up next on the show?
Coming Attraction and Triforce.
Okay, great. Look, let's hear Coming Attraction, and then during Triforce, I'll come up with a training regimen for you.
I really don't like the idea of you being my coach.
No, look, Lambot, it'll be fun. Besides, everybody knows you're a lover, not a fighter. You're gonna need the training.
Can we just get on with the show?
Yeah, sure. Okay, here's our special feature, Coming Attraction with Galaxina.
Once upon a time, that hasn't happened yet, there will be a spaceship called the Infinity. And steering the Infinity among the heavenly bodies will be the most heavenly body of them all, called Galaxina, a dream machine, transistorized and computerized to lead her space buddies across the farthest reaches of fantastic adventure. With class.
Venusian Thunder Ripple. 2001. Great year. Great.
Galaxina, the beautiful. Galaxina, the untouchable. Galaxina, the invincible. She cleans. She cooks.
Chicken.
She does windows and more.
I've adjusted my temperature. I'm better than a human woman.
What year is it? 3,035. I got 3,033. This thing's slow.
It's party time on the planets with the beautiful people of the intergalactic jet set.
Well, at least you're not two-faced. You wouldn't have chosen the one you've got on.
Tension to the fourth dimension as they dodge death rays across the universe. Good guys, bad guys, nice aliens.
Marty!
Akita.
Nasty aliens.
The name's Mr. Spot.
Galaxina, starring Stephen Mock, Avery Schreiber, James David Hinton, and introducing Dorothy R. Stratton, Playboy's Playmate of the Year, as your favorite gal, Galaxina.
We take you to the fourth dimension while dodging death rays across the universe for our special feature coming attraction with Galaxina.
Starring the most heavenly body of them all.
Ah yes, the late and beautiful Dorothy Stratton as Galaxina.
Also known as Star 80.
Yeah, no. There was a movie about her starring Muriel Hemingway and Eric Roberts called Star 80, but I don't think it was her nickname. It was the vanity plate on her car or something.
Oh.
But hey, Bryan Adams also wrote not one, but two songs about her. Cover Girl and The Best Is Yet to Come.
Is that what you're going to play today on Triforce?
Just drink your 2001 vintage Danugian Thunder Ripple, pal. No, the songs I lined up for Triforce today I picked because earlier on the show you reminded me of the whole People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals fiasco you got yourself into. So this time around on Triforce, the songs are pet-related.
Here we go. Again with a thing with PETA.
Relax, it's not like it's a big deal. Well, actually, it is. In fact, it's a big, fat, hairy deal. This is Lou Rawls.
Think about the baths. Here's what I say to you. I say, big, fat, a hairy deal. Give me a TV and a good hot meal. I said, a nap in the sun, a friend to go for a run. The only thing that matters is how good you feel. Well, I could have been a show cat with a chauffeur and a limousine, cruising down Sunset Boulevard with my face on the magazine. Yes, I could have been a show cat, cause I got the talent and all. But I think about the pressure, I think about the diets. Here's what I say when they call. I say, big, fat, hairy deal. Give me a TV and a good hot meal. I said a nap in the sun, a friend to go for a run. The only thing that matters is how good you feel. How do you feel? Big fat hairy deal. Tell me how do you feel? I love my lasagna. I'm gonna put it on.
Lou Rawls with Big Fat Hairy Deal from the 1982 animated special entitled Here Comes Garfield. Next up, we have a dog that just can't keep from dancing. At night, around the neighborhood, in class during show and tell. That's right, it's Flash Beagle, right here on Triforce.
you.
Again.
I must break you.
Again.
I must break you.
One more time.
I must break you. Mozone, I don't see how this is helping me to win.
Just keep practicing it. You'll get it. Okay, that was Flash Beagle, a song about Snoopy's fascination with 80s dancing. Now, this last song for Triforce is unique in that it is a very rare breed. Get it?
I must break you.
Well, this song started life as a commercial jingle and then was converted into a UK chart-hopping single. I think we've scrounged up the commercial. Did we get it, GB?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. So stay tuned after the song for the commercial that it was based off of. This is the band Corumba with their song Fedora. The last song in our special feature, Triforce.
It's the special feature where Mozone plays three songs that he likes.
Just play the song, GB.
If he dies, he dies.
Coming up on the show, Nintendoons and I Start Glambot's Fight Training.
I must break you.
Okay, that's enough.
You hear the thunder, the call of the road. you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics. I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System. It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go, Link. Yeah, get Zelda.
Awesome.
Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up.
Ah, it's now time for another Easter egg-laden episode of Nintendo, the feature where Glambot picks three NES-related songs and plays them back-to-back. What have you got for us today, GB?
Well, first up, we have a song named after the Nintendo hotline, 1-800-255-3700, by the band 14-Year-Old Girls.
Yeah, you know how they got their name?
No.
They won it by losing a Street Fighter II competition. That was their prize for losing. We named 14-year-old. Okay, what's after that?
Then, next, we have Eric's Little Shack.
Possibly the greatest band name ever.
With a medley from Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Man, it's been a real combative show today, hasn't it?
And last up, we have The Goonies 2 and In Theme Song, covered by Zoc. That's spelled X-O-C but pronounced Zoc.
Oh yes, I hope we have more Zoc tracks to play in the future. Okay, so let's play Nintendo.
Get it.
Alright, that was Glambot's special feature, Nintendo's with Zoc, Eric's Little Shack, and 14-year-old girls, right here on Lost in the 80s with Mozone and Glambot. We're just about to the end of the show, aren't we, GB?
Yes, and be sure to catch my upcoming fight with Max Steel on Robot Fight Club.
You're gonna get so disassembled.
Don't say that.
Well, are you ready to follow my training program?
Sure, I guess so.
Glambot, come here, we must talk. Training to fight for the RFC, it's like walking down the street. You walk on the right side, you walk on the left side. Everything's okay. But you walk in the middle of the road, just like Frog. Same thing here. Are you ready to train for Robot Fight Club? Yes? Fine. No? Fine. But I guess so. Well, just like
Frogger. Yeah, I get it. Fine. What do you want me to do?
First, I thought we'd spend the next month or so practicing the fundamentals, you know, like wax on, wax off.
Next month? No, listen, Mozone.
Have you ever sanded a deck before?
No, and I'm not going be sanding any decks either. Look, my fight's tomorrow night.
What?
My fight. It's tomorrow night.
The fight's tomorrow night? Oh. Well, in that case, there's only one training method we need.
No, Mozone. There's no time.
Wow, that's the beauty of this technique, GB. If there's one thing that movies in the 80s taught us, it's that you can do a year's worth of training in just a few minutes with the 80s movie training montage. Hit it!
All right, so what do I do?
Well, let's start off by testing out your new spatulas. Arms, spatulas, whatever. Okay, here we go. Raise the left one.
You mean like this? Okay.
Good. Okay, now the other one.
All right.
Excellent. Okay, good. Now raise them both together. Perfect, good job. All right, GB. That was the first exercise. Give me a high five. Wait, are you all right? Glambot, my spatulas!
Oh no, my arms are broken.
You broke them.
I'm sorry that I broke your spatulas, Mozone.
Ah, GB, I told you you weren't cut out for this fighting stuff. You almost got disassembled by a high five just now. No, don't try to move. I'll go get a crane or something. I guess your fortune and glory will have to wait for another day. Meanwhile, let's just finish the show. Sorry about that, folks. We had a bit of a technical difficulty here. We'll end the show today with a show tune from one of the strangest sitcoms ever created, Dinosaurs. This is a song celebrating and sung by the youngest offspring of the show. You remember that character's catchphrase, Jimmy?
I think so. It's the little purple dinosaur, and he'd always say, "Not the mama! Not the mama!
Not the mama!"
This is Baby from Dinosaurs singing the I'm the Baby song.
I guess I'm going to go put my old arms back on.
Now quit feeling sorry for yourself. You're only doing it for the money.
That's not true. I also wanted the fame.
Bye, everyone.
I'm the baby, gotta love me. Big purple eyes, I'm very cuddly. Especially when I hit my daddy with a fire pan. I'm the baby,
Hey! I say, jump on the bed, hit my daddy on the head. Run around the house when they tell me not to.